Welcome back to the second hour of Leading Edge Medicine. Leading Edge Medicine provides only general medical information. Since everyone's individual situation is unique, you should consult your own physician before taking any action related to your personal health. All content of this program is intended for general informational purposes only.
Good morning and welcome to Leading Edge Medicine with your host, Pete Talbot, along with Dr. Samara Umat. Leading Edge Medicine is sponsored by Longevity Medical Clinics and is devoted to helping you feel and function better tomorrow than you do today by providing the newest and most advanced medical care designed to improve both your body and your brain. Leading Edge Medicine will keep you informed regarding the very latest developments in science and medicine while highlighting some of the Northwest's most prominent physicians, all while helping you separate the science from the silly and the facts from the fiction. This is live call-in radio at its very best, giving you an opportunity to participate in the show. Now, here's your host of Leading Edge Medicine, Pete Talbot.
Well, hour number one was a humdinger, and I want to point out to you, if you just tuned in, that I've asked Jerry Berg, who I think might be listening, I texted him too, I'm going to try to get the show up on our website just as fast as possible. So I'm going to ask Jerry to get that done, hopefully this weekend. And then I'll talk to Mike and get it from our FTP site down to our website. So hopefully by Monday, if you want to send a friend or two, or you want to listen again to all of this really good information that Dr. Mixon is sharing about the virus and what to do and what's coming and how to get tested and if and when and how and where and why, just go to our website, lmclinic.com, and at the top of the page, there's a little podcast button. Push it, and all of our previous hours are there. And we're now doing 4 hours a Saturday, by the way, 2 hours on this station, 770 KTTH, and then 2 hours on another station. But you can find us by going again to our website, find out where we are for all 4 hours, 8 a.m. until noon, every Saturday now. We've been doing 3 hours for years and years and years, and starting 3 weeks ago, we're now 4 hours every Saturday. It's all live, and it's all about you and your health questions. So let me give out the toll-free number again. If you've got a question for Dr. Mixon, all you need to do is call us. Here it is, 800-465-8770. That's 800-465-8770. You can call about anything. And in fact, before you get back into your teaching mode.
teaching quasi-rant.
Yeah, quasi-rant. let's talk with Warren. Warren, thanks for holding so long. We
Hello,
appreciate
Warren.
It.
Yeah, hi. I'm a 82-year-old patient from Longevity. Uh-huh. And my IGF-1 is going south. Uh-huh. It's gone from 63 nanograms per deciliter 3 months ago to 49 now.
Ooh.
And I understand I'm now on dirt nap territory, and I want to know what I can do to bring it up other than go to another state and get good growth hormone kind of exercise, if that's something that I can do, or any suggestions.
Sure. You're how old?
82.
82. Okay, yeah. boy. You make me want to talk about a whole different subject that is going to be a big thing here on the radio in about 2 weeks, which is the second phase of aging.
Yeah, Warren, you're going to love what we're going to be talking about.
That's right.
And announcing.
Yeah. What's probably happening to you, Warren, is most human beings somewhere in their late 70s to mid 80s, and you're kind of in that window. We undergo a cascade effect from senescence. As people age, we accumulate what are referred to as senescent cells. These are cells in our body that no longer do what they're supposed to do. They actually change their physical morphology. They change their chemical and immune function output. And senescent cells start inhibiting growth and development of our healthy cells. So your healthy cells are unable to do their job. And in fact, senescent cells cause healthy cells to become senescent. And this cascade, the senescent cells cause more senescent cells, which triggers even further senescent cells, which causes even further. You hit a tipping point at which nothing in your body is able to heal and repair and grow worth a hoot. And we slide downhill. We stop sliding. We just kind of nosedive and head for death. We have great animal studies in which we can reverse that process. We've got now three studies in human beings that are showing that we can wipe out that senescent cell and put that process in abeyance and probably move us back to a far more functional, healthy state. And I've actually been working on a webinar. I just finished roughing it out yesterday, to tell people how we do that and when and why and how. So probably week after next or so, we might be ready to hold that webinar for the public. In the meantime, here's what I want you as an individual to do. All right. Go to the website, go to contact us, send me an email on that contact us, and just put right in the heading, Dr. Mixon said to contact him, and include your contact information, including your phone call. And because I think it's a little premature to share this with everybody, but I will call you in person one-on-one, and we'll visit about your situation and what I think we could probably do for you. How about that?
Great. Terrific. One quick question, just very short answer.
Sure.
Do you think there's any chance that the cyclovir drugs might have an effect on the coronavirus?
By itself, there doesn't seem to be any evidence of that. In conjunction with the hydroxychloroquine, the combination works far better than the hydroxychloroquine alone. So, yeah, I'm not sure quite how the acyclovir enhances the function of the hydroxychloroquine. Again, you know, this is brand new stuff, and we really haven't had the time to go into the biochemistry and what the impact on the viral, you know, attachments and so on are, you know, how that combination might be inhibiting it from actually injecting its RNA into the host cell. That will all be identified. I mean, 6 months from now, we're going to know a hell of a lot more about it than we know now. But right now, all we know is the combination seems to work better than by far than anything on its own.
Okay. Great. Thanks very much.
You're welcome, sir.
All righty. Interesting call. Thank you there, Warren. Let us go to Olympia and talk with Robert. Hello, Robert. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, gentlemen. Hey, I have a question related to the same subject. The malaria drug, if you take it, does that then build any immunity in your system that's long-lasting, or is it just a one-time shot that affects the coronavirus?
Yeah. Well, two things. We know that people that had SARS and MERS got some protection from getting infected by just having the drug in their system. What we don't know is how long that lasts. It seems to alter the binding sites in the respiratory tree, in the lungs, so that the virus does not get into and start replicating within the tissues as effectively. And the combination...
So is there a time frame associated with that?
Because we don't know yet. We just don't know yet. It's too early.
We had a regimen of that when we went to South Africa.
Yes.
But that was several years ago, and I doubt if it is.
The lungs, the cells in your lung now are not the cells you had several years ago. You know, every cell in the human body turns over. It lives its programmed lifespan. It does its job. It reaches the end of its life, and it undergoes what we call apoptosis. It's kind of a suicide. The cell dies and gets replaced by a new cell. For instance, the cells that line your gut get replaced about every 30 hours. Your skin, depending on which skin, on your body lives anywhere from 2 to 3 weeks, and you replace your skin cells. Your bones, you replace every 6 to 8 months or so. Your muscles, you know, so each tissue has its own kind of replacement cycle. The body you're using today is not the body you were using 3 years ago. It's all been turned over. So
you get a diphtheria shot or whatever the shots are when you go traveling, they're supposed to last for 5 years or 4 years.
Precisely. Now we're talking about, but now we're talking about immune vigilance, which is a different cell, a different process.
Okay.
We have immune cells that are designed to recognize foreign materials, things that don't belong in our body, and we make immune defenses so that if that tissue ever shows up in our body again, our immune system goes out and destroys it. The problem with coronavirus is that part of our reaction appears to be a hyperimmune reaction in our lungs. It may not be the virus itself that is destroying your lungs, although it certainly got a destructive process. It may be triggering such a hyperimmune reaction in our lungs that our own hyperimmunity is destroying our lungs in conjunction with the virus. So,
okay. All right. Well, thank you. I appreciate that comment.
All right. Take care, sir. Bye-bye.
Excellent. Excellent. Do we need... I'm going to go to a break 2 minutes early. Yeah, I'm going to do that because I hate interrupting callers. So we'll do that. We've got Sally, who's going to be the next call we take from Seattle, wants to know how to improve your immune system. Is there something we can do to do that? And then Diane from Auburn has a question about a thyroid tumor, and we'll get to that. And then we've got two other lines open for you. Give us a call right now, and we'll get you on at 800-465-8770. That's 800-465-8770. We'll be right back.
Aging gracefully is a terrible option. Learn to live to your fullest potential. It's a lot more fun. Call with your question at 1-800-465-8770.
That's 800-465-8770.
Stay tuned for more.
Hey, you know, I mentioned at the top of the first hour that we are experiencing a revolution that's going on right now in how we communicate, how we do appointments. And at Longevity, I wanted to remind you that for 20 years we've been doing remote phone calls or over-the-phone phone calls. We've now added Zoom so that you can actually see your doctor. We'll even help you, by the way. A lot of you say, well, I don't know how to use Zoom. I don't have Zoom.
So do you have an iPhone with FaceTime? We can do that, too.
We can do iPhone with FaceTime. That's right. Or we can do Zoom. I mean, there's lots of ways so that you can have at least that face-to-face. Now, about half, I was just told this yesterday, half of our patients, they're still coming in because they know we're being really, really careful. And so we feel you can be safe, believe me, at Longevity. Half are coming in, but half want to do it over the phone.
My preference, though, is if you have anything, you had a history of heart disease, you've had a history of lung disease, you're an old smoker, you're immunosuppressed for any reason, stay home.
Yes.
Don't come in.
Yes.
You know, because even just coming out to see us is a risk. So don't be foolish.
That's right.
I don't want you hurt.
But the bottom line, about half are coming, half aren't, we can do it. Well, and so if you want a free health analysis appointment, hey, come on in. Go to lmclinic.com. But our good friend Rajiv Nagaj, I've talked with him a couple of times. We actually had him on the air last week for two minutes. But he's got the emergency legal kit. And it's really cool because he now can do all of the appropriate documents. You can sign documents now without going to the attorney's office. You get an emergency card to carry along with you, easy to read instructions, access to documents, emergency card, that kind of a thing. power of attorney, power, healthcare power of attorney, living will, HIP authorization, all this stuff. It's really cool. Leave it to Rajiv and Aging Options because it can all be done remotely. You don't have to even leave your house. You don't have to go to Aging Options. And if you want to schedule a telephone consultation today, you just simply go to agingoptions.com. Easy, easy, easy to do. Agingoptions.com. Or you can call their toll-free number at 1-877-ELDER-47. 877-ELDER-47. And schedule one of those appointments for the emergency legal kit. No sense waiting. Hey, you've been procrastinating anyway. Then now you can get it done. And you don't even have to go into the office. Easy. 877-ELDER-47 to schedule your appointment or go to agingoptions.com. Thought we would do that for Rajiv. And, okay, let's get back to taking some calls here. Let us go to Seattle and talk to Sally. Sally, thanks for holding.
Hi. It just appears that the stronger our immune system is, the better off we are. Mm-hmm. So I'm wondering what the best ways to achieve a strong immune system, either through lifestyle or diet or supplements mm-hmm. that you offer. Do you have any recommendations?
I have lots of recommendations. we're going to start with the lifestyle. Although recognize these are the slowest to impact your immune system.
But let me just say to preface, your question, Sally, is at the very heart of what we do. I mean,
yes.
You asked the heart, bullseye question of what longevity is all about. So thanks for the question. And you could talk
You're
for
welcome.
Okay.
All right. Step number one, get lean. Every excess pound of fat on your body, and even worse, fat inside your body, is damping down your immune response, increasing inflammatory peptides and cytokines, accelerating the rate at which your brain shrinks, your blood vessels clog up, and it actually damps down your immune system and raises your risk of not only infections, but also cancer. Okay. Your primary function of your immune system is to recognize and destroy non-self. Anything that's not you, your immune system is supposed to get rid of. Obviously, bacteria, viruses, parasites that come into our bodies are not us. Our immune system is designed to find and destroy those. The more robust and competent your immune system is, the less risk you are at for those things. But cancers are also non-self. Cancers are cells that have mutated. They are no longer the healthy tissue they're supposed to be. They are now a foreign cell. And that happens to us all the time. And in a normal, healthy person, whenever a cell undergoes a malignant mutation, we kill it. We wipe it out. And we never know it was there. So our immune system is vigilant and is always protecting us. So in many respects, cancer is a failure of the immune response because those cells were not recognized and destroyed before they caused clinical problems. Exercise helps boost immunity. Okay. And let me give you a graphic example of that. Women who get breast cancer and go on an exercise routine after they have the cancer have a 25% better survival than women who have sedentary lifestyles. That's pretty dramatic. Okay. Even after you've got a breast cancer, getting out and hoofing it down the street and doing your exercise on a regular basis will provide 25% better survival for that woman. So exercise is extremely important, and the earlier we start that, the better off we are. So be lean, be fit. Those are the two bases you have to do to start with. Diet makes a big difference. polyphenols, that is the things we find in colorful fruits and vegetables. Everything from, you know, leafy greens to yellows to reds are important. Green tea contains a host of anti-cancer polyphenols that are very, very good for us. Pomegranate, watermelon, strawberries, all very, very good for us. In supplements, there is a supplement mix that Pete and I both use. And I have absolutely no evidence to say that it will do diddly squat for the coronavirus. So in that context, I have to say I don't know. Pete and I were both asthmatics as kids.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And as a result of our childhood asthma, we are both susceptible to bronchitis. We both get lung infections fairly easy. As you might expect, that makes both of us, being in our 70s and prone to lung problems, really, really careful about the coronavirus. All right.
Well, let me say about that. I shared this 2 weeks ago. You helped figure it out for me, because when I would get a cold, up until a couple of years ago anyway, when I would get a cold, it would go to my chest, and sometimes I would be so out of it for like 4 or 5 weeks. It would just be horrible and painful because of the coughing and what have you. You had me take extra resveratrol, extra...
Immune factor E. And berberine.
And berberine.
Yes.
And so I now take those a little extra every day. And if I do get a sniffle or something, I'll take even more. And I haven't had that go. I haven't had it go to my chest now for about 2 years. Oh, it's heavenly. Yeah. So yeah. I know it helps. There are things you can do at least are helping me. So I'm encouraged.
Yeah, see, so Pete uses this formulation of high-dose resveratrol, berberine, and immune factor E as prophylactically on an everyday basis.
A little C in there, yeah.
I don't use so much. I don't use the immune factor E and the berberine on a day-to-day, although I use a lot of resveratrol. But if I get a sniffle, if I start to cough, if I get a runny nose, then I add the other two. So he takes it every day to protect himself from getting sick. I take it on the occasion when I get sick. So yeah. Two different approaches, two different guys, but we use the same things. 1,000 milligrams
okay,
of. Go ahead.
Okay. Yeah. Go ahead.
Well, I was going to say.
No, I wanted to know dosage. Yeah.
Okay. Well, when I'm sick, every day I take 1,000 milligrams of resveratrol a day. That's just part of my routine. And I'm not taking that for infection. I'm taking that to inhibit my production of senescent cells. Resveratrol slows the production of senescent cells, and that's an important thing for me. So I take 1,000 milligrams every day. If I get sick, I kick that up to 2,000 and sometimes 3,000 of resveratrol a day. Big doses. Berberine, I'm taking 1,500 milligrams three times a day when I'm sick. Immune factor E, I'm taking 3 tablets three times a day if I get sick. And these things I've found knock my infections down very quickly. And so, you know, I...
And by the way, they are available on our website at our store, lmclinic.com. Push the little store or products tab at the top of the page, and then you can find these products.
Yeah, but I will also put a disclaimer. We use these for our bronchitis because we are susceptible and we are old asthmatics. I have absolutely nothing to say about it when it comes to things like coronavirus.
Yeah, we have no idea.
Don't know if it make it better, worse, or no change.
In general, just to for anyone to keep your immune system up, as far as supplements are concerned,
those are what we use.
The resveratrol, yeah,
yeah, okay. Yeah. Resveratrol, berberine, and immune factor E.
Okay. Thank you guys very much.
You're welcome, ma'am.
Hey, you bet. Thanks, Sally. That opens up a line if you want to call in right now. Our number is 800-465-8770. Jerry, sorry, I've been running in and out of the studio.
I know, I see.
While
that.
You're talking, well, my son just called from the Middle East. He's a missionary over there, and he wanted to know how his mom and dad are. He forgot
on the radio this morning, sure.
He forgot I was on the air.
Well, it's the middle of the night over there.
But then we also were just called from another radio station. They're having trouble with the tie line, and we may not, so we got issues. So I am working. I'm just trying to solve some problems.
I thought maybe your wife was hiding around the corner. You were out there getting a little extra sugar
All
right.
Okay, let's take another call before the break. Let's go to Auburn and talk with Diane. Good morning, Diane.
Good morning, Diane.
Good morning. I've been diagnosed with having a parathyroid tumor. Uh-huh. And recently I noticed that my hair is falling out. Is it because of this tumor, or am I doing something else? How can I stop it?
Okay. Well, that's a good question. How is the rest of your health? I mean, there's a lot of things that can cause...
I'm extremely healthy.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm very healthy.
Parathyroid tumors have a big impact on calcium metabolism and vitamin D and so on. So anytime you've got a metabolic derangement, I guess it could impact those hair follicles. But there's a lot of things that can cause hair loss, either high or low thyroid levels. I've seen it with high thyroid. I've seen it with low thyroid. Inadequate protein intake and poor protein metabolism can cause hair loss. Anemias can cause hair loss. And of course the single biggest cause is genetics and aging. 50% of women by menopause have significant hair loss, and enough that they're really noticing that their hair is thinning out. So, half of the women on the planet, just based on their hormonal changes, are losing hair. So a whole lot of stuff that needs to be looked at. And, obviously you say, well, what can we do to fix it? Well, that depends on what's causing it. Obviously, if it's low thyroid, we need to add thyroid. If it's too much thyroid, we need to damp it down. If it's dietary and you don't have enough protein getting absorbed, we need to, adjust your protein intake. If it is hormonal, then we need to adjust your hormone balancing. We do have a program at Longevity, a hair restoration program that we use for men and women that is being very successful at triggering people to start growing hair again. But first step is you want to know why they're losing the hair. If it's just age-related sort of stuff, then we've got a program to kick that back into high gear for you and help you start growing your hair.
And you're talking about Bella Medica, which we have temporarily
had to shut down because that's an aesthetic services, and all aesthetic services are not considered essential. So we had to close down that part of the clinics
temporarily,
but it'll open up again as soon as the crisis is over.
That's right.
So I know that didn't answer your questions with any specificity, but that's because it's not possible to answer you with great specificity, all right?
So the tumor, could be the problem? I've had my thyroid checked. It's normal. I eat adequate protein. I don't eat beef or red meat, which would that...
No, you don't have to have beef. Poultry and fish work just fine.
Yeah. So, and I don't think I'm anemic, so I don't know.
So it's
troublesome.
Well, it may just be age-related, in which case we've got a good fix for it. So, give us a few weeks to get over the crisis, and when we can open up Bella Medica again, come on in and get evaluated. Maybe we can fix it for you. Okay?
And by the way, Diane, you can check out Bella Medica right now at bellamedica.com. It's a beautiful website. BellaMedica. Beautiful medicine. Bella Medica. And check
Thank
it out.
Thank you very much.
You're
Thanks,
welcome,
Diane.
Man. Bye-bye.
Okay. Hey, I do have Dr. Dan Nelson from Pro Ortho. on the line, and he will be next as soon as we get through the break.
Leading Edge Medicine.
Listen to past programs by going to lmclinic.com.
Call in now at 1-800-465-8770. That's 800-465-8770.
Hey, welcome back. Pete Talbot here. You are listening to Leading Edge Medicine. We just got a text, and we have someone wanting to know what each of those supplements do, Jerry, and we'll get to that. In other words, what does resveratrol do? What does berberine do? What does the immune factor E do? We will get to that. But first, I've got Dr. Dan Nelson. Dan, are you there, sir?
I'm here, Pete. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, we got you. We got you good. Hey, thank you. Again, you know, I talked with you a couple of days ago and asked you to call in specifically. How are you doing, by the way? And I know that you are still, technically, you're still open for business, right?
Oh, we are. We're open for urgent and emergent cases, and I had a long discussion with our director at ProOrtho, and so I brought up the fact that, hey, if I'm in pain, that's an emergency, right? So
absolutely,
we're trying to get all people taken care of that need to be seen on an urgent or emergent basis, and that's quite a few people. So we're also the good, you know, a lot of, and I've been listening. What a great show! I've been listening since the beginning. You guys are doing a great job.
Well, thank you, sir.
I love the way, Dr. Mixon, I love the way you kind of put the proper spin on stuff. You know, there's so much unfiltered garbage out on the airwaves, and it's, you know, it's good to have somebody who has a measured response, you know, to what's going on out there.
I can be measured about everything except political stupidity. So,
well, and the fact that, you know, in China, you distinguish between the Communist Party and the there are some great scientists in China, and if we work with them, we'll get a lot of information from them back. Because as we talked about before, the next pandemic is going to come, right?
So yes, it is.
We just have to get. We're going to prepare for it. We're going to have a better response, kind of like South Korea did, because of their proximity to China, already dealing with SARS and MERS. This is our first real big pandemic that we're dealing with. So. Mm-hmm. A lot of good is going to come out of this. So I tend to be positive on that.
Okay. Well, I am too. Actually, I'm very hopeful. And I, you know, when we get a few minutes here, I'm going to talk about VO, Italy, and Iceland and the lessons that they can teach us about how to handle the next pandemic. So,
that's right.
Yeah.
There are things we can learn if we will.
Italy has been overwhelmed, but that one town, VO, we got some great information from.
Okay, good. In
we'll
the
get
meantime.
There. But let me do it. Let him talk about what he called for first.
I wanted to say that as far as I'm concerned, when I can't sleep through the night,
it's an emergency.
Of pain, my low back,
no problem.
Dan fixed it.
Yep.
I can't sleep through the night because of the neck. You know, I've never shared the issues I've had with my neck, at least not on the air.
Yeah.
I've talked about my low back and the stem cell.
And you've bitched about your neck to me for a long time.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh, for years. And Dan has done magic on my neck. My wife said we ought to put a chart on the wall with all the things that Dr. Dan Nelson has done so we can just put little tags. He's helped me there. He's helped me there. He's helped me there. Anyway, I'm not kidding about this. My point is when your life is disrupted like that, this sounds silly. Yes, it's great to be out of pain, but it's not just getting out of pain. It's what getting out of pain does for you. It brings back your energy. It brings back your zest, your ability to handle stress. It's very, very good for you. Yeah, it's great to be out of pain, but boy, there's a lot of other things. So you are there. You are able to help people. if they're struggling, like with the horrible, you know, bad knee pain, hip, joint, elbow, shoulder, mm-hmm. those kinds of things. You're open for business. I think the only question, honestly, Dan, that our listeners have right now is, would it be safe to go see Dan? And how do you answer that?
Follow the speed limits and don't wreck the car.
No, silly Jerry.
Probably more risk just driving there, right?
That's right.
No, we're all taking precautions. We're measuring temperature. We're taking temperatures, and we're all wearing masks. We're just doing the proper things, and mostly to protect our patients. Obviously, to protect ourselves as well. So. But we've got all those systems in place, and I feel that it's very safe to come see us, and we're obviously on a limited schedule, so you're not going to see a crowd in the clinic, so that's a good thing in a way, but we're definitely open, and we're the good thing, another plus coming out of this is the big push that we're going to make into telemedicine or telehealth. I know Longevity Medical Clinics, you guys are already doing that, but this is the impetus, right? So we're going to really make an effort to see patients virtually online, and whether it's a new patient visit or a follow-up, we'll be able to have the capacity to do that. So we're gearing up for that, and we're going to be doing that this coming week for sure.
Excellent. And how did they get a hold of you, Dan?
Well, if they can call our back line is probably our best shot right now, because the main line, we've got a limited staff right now covering the front desk. So it's if folks want to leave a call or leave a message, 425-636-4442.
Yeah, that's the number I've got. And that's I guess you could call that the back line, because that'll go straight to you. And in fact,
great for our team, yeah. And
great.
Before you go, Pete, I got a and Jerry got a quick comment. Back to the news and how sensational it is, and people criticizing some of these studies coming out, like the hydroxychloroquine with the azithromycin. People coming out and saying, well, it's not controlled, but And my response to that is kind of like throwing a drowning man a rope. And somebody complaining that the rope is not made out of flame retardant material.
Yeah, so, that's right.
We've got to be real here. We've got to be realistic. And we know, anecdotal evidence, even if it didn't have a control arm, it's still anecdotal evidence is still evidence. And there's people
it
doing
is
that.
Evidence.
I forget how to pronounce his name, Dr. Rowe, and the epidemiologist in France. I mean, this is good stuff, and we're going to figure this out. There's lots of tools available. I know you guys have already talked, remdesivir, which is the Ebola antiviral that can be repurposed. I talked last time about, stem cells in animal studies treating ARDS, which is acute respiratory distress. And now, as predicted, the studies coming out of China, the scientists and the doctors there were actually using stem cells, small studies, but showing dramatic improvement in very sick people by infusing mesenchymal stem cells. So, and there's, you can just Google that, stem cells for treating COVID-19, and you'll see some of the studies coming out of China. So there's going to be a lot of benefits coming out of this whole episode, including, we'll be repositioning ourselves strategically. The globalization is not going away, but we're going to change hopefully we'll change the way that we kind of treat people coming into the country, and strategically align our supply chains when it comes to medical supplies and pharmaceuticals. But anyway, I tend to be more of a positive outlook than a negative. Mm-hmm. So I know you guys share the same view.
Yes, we do. And, the biggest change I can see that is being made, and the things I give Mr. Trump most kudos for, is cutting out the unnecessary crud in the FDA in letting people try things. Instead of taking 2 and 3 years to gear up to do a study, we're doing it in a week and a half, Instead of getting approvals over 7 years, we're doing it in a week. that much of that same sort of repurposing and getting rid of the garbage needs to be done for our drug approval process all the way through.
Absolutely. I couldn't agree more, Dr. Mixon. Regulators are great. We need regulations, but regulators are not innovators, right?
So no, they are not. In fact, they slow innovation.
Right. Kind of like attorneys in that regard, but that, no offense to attorneys out there, but you know, you need people. We need the innovators to
yes, we do
down the road. And regulators are they have a function, but innovation is not it's not their strong.
Well, they so. Well, and here's a simple one. Until 19, I think it was 62 or 66, the FDA before mid 60s, the FDA required that a drug be proven safe, and then it would be approved. So if it wasn't hurting people, doctors were free to try it for anything they wanted. But then in the mid 60s, they added a second requirement. They said safe and effective, and effective then became the basis for all of those peer-reviewed studies and the hundreds of millions of dollars in drugs showing that there is a statistic better than zero, better than a 95% probability that it was effective for a specific purpose. But that limited what you were, but then you could only get the drug approved for the one thing that you could do the studies showing, you know, a 0.05 variance or less. That caused a 60% reduction in the number of drugs approved in the United States.
And I'll bet it upped the cost of drugs like by tenfold.
It raised it at least tenfold, and it cut the number of medications available in America by 60%.
Unbelievable.
I'd say let's go back to the 1960s rule and say, if it's safe, demonstrate safety. Let doctors use the medical literature to decide effective.
Yes.
Right. So right. Smart. Yeah, absolutely.
Hey Dan, thank you. More. Thank you so much, Dan. I really appreciate you calling in. And folks, let me just encourage you. If you're struggling with some kind of pain, this is what Dan does. Pain, it's important to get rid of that for so many reasons. It's not just the pain that you're getting rid of. It's the benefits to your life. Please give Dan a call. His number, 425-636-4442. 425-636-4442. We'll be talking to you, Dan. Thanks a lot. Okay. We'll be back.
Leading Edge Medicine.
Leading Edge Medicine.
Don't believe the lie that you have to fall apart at the normal rate and see what your options really are. Check out the free longevity seminars at lmclinic.com.
Stay tuned for more.
You know, that is really good news. In these times of financial uncertainty, you really want to know that you are getting a good deal on whatever you're spending your money on. And that's why we are really, I mean, really behind the scenes here, you need to know we are really excited about our new collaborative relationship with Paramount Pharmacy. We've been working with them, actually, and referring all of our patients and our radio listeners to Paramount Pharmacy for, oh my goodness, 2-3 years. They just do a great job. And then just very recently, about a month ago, we stepped into sort of a new LD, Longevity Development, which is our management company, is now got a relationship with Paramount Pharmacy. And that means we can now actually work together. It really is a good thing, especially for our patients. But even if you, for example, are a radio listener, and you would like to check out Paramount Pharmacy, maybe save some money, knowing that you're going to be having the very highest quality, which is not standard throughout the industry, by the way. You want the real high quality and wonderful customer service. Paramount Pharmacy is offering, for brand new customers only, you've never used them before, your first prescription, they'll give you a 90-day prescription at their 30-day cost. It's just a one-time deal, but they just want you to know, hey, this is, they're willing to do that to prove to you their quality, their customer service. And you can do the pricing on any of your compounded prescriptions, and you'll save money long haul, not just with this special deal.
But the first 3 months, you get really cheap. And then after that, it's still far less expensive than many pharmacies. So
yeah,
I'm all in favor.
Actually, even if they didn't do this 90 days for the price of a 30-day prescription, you still ought to go there because you'll save money, even without that special incentive, sort of a little kicker up front. So that'll be great. Hey.
Okay. With Dan, I couldn't remember whether it was 1962 or 66. The Kefauver-Harris Amendment was 1962. So prior to 1962, a drug had to be shown to be safe. After 62, it had to be effective for its intended purpose, and that's why you only get it approved for one thing. And that's the holdup. That's what we need to change. Go back to show it safe, leave the rest up to the doctors.
Absolutely. Boy, when you think of some of the impediments, the speed bumps that are put in the way of science.
Of course, you'd probably have to, you know, fire half the bureaucrats at the FDA if you got rid of that second requirement, but what the hell.
Anyway, okay.
Gee, that would mean lower taxes. Hey, I'm all for it.
You know, I just texted Michael Gilbert, asked him to call. I'm hoping he's listening. I don't know if he can call in. We're having some technical problems, we think, with the second 2 hours of the show. And Michael Gilbert was going to call in at 10:30. And he had some interesting things to say. I don't know if he's going to call in or not. We've only got 7 minutes left here, but we'll see if he can. Let us go to Camano Island and talk to Phil. Phil, welcome to the show.
Hello, Phil. Phil.
Phil, are you there, sir?
Good morning. Yeah.
Yes. Good morning, sir.
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Yeah,
go ahead.
Yeah, here at Camano Island, having my Camano Island coffee. So,
okay.
Yeah. Good for you.
Yeah. Yeah, I just have a quick question, and that is about UVBI, which is ultraviolet blood irradiation. I've been doing a lot of reading on that. I had read articles about it years ago about good for viral infections, and I'm wondering if anybody's ever looked into that for the coronavirus.
I have seen no papers on it, so I can't tell you. I mean, you know, ultraviolet light kills most bacteria and viruses. You know, if you look at coronavirus survival on surfaces, if you put it on fabric, if you get, you use your shirt tail to open the doorknob, if there was a virus on there, it'll survive about 3 hours on a porous fabric because it gets oxygenation and it gets light stuff to it. If it gets on cardboard, it'll live about 4 hours. If it gets on metal, it'll live about 42 hours. And if it gets on plastic, it'll live up to 72 hours. So the smoother, less porous surface, like plastic that is very smooth, the bug lives a long time. And the more it's able to get oxidation to it, the faster it dies, the faster it falls apart. So I would suspect that ultraviolet light would kill it very, very promptly. But, again, I haven't seen a specific study to say so.
Yeah, this one is an internal
which was blood use, where they were taking the red cells out, actually sequestering them, providing ultraviolet light on the serum, and then remixing the red cells in. Because the ultraviolet light kills the red cells, too, and you don't want that. You know, you need to be able to carry the oxygen to your tissues. And that was quite popular back, golly gee, it's been a long time. I can't remember when. But I've seen...
They actually did the studies here in Seattle back in the 20s and 30s, and they were using it for tuberculosis. And I saw PubMed, they actually did a clinical trial on hepatitis.
Yep.
They found it effective, and they said at the very end of the study that it should be investigated for viral infections that have no known treatment. And, sure. And I'm at this stage, you know, I think we should have like no rock, you know, left unturned.
That's
and
true.
Sometimes what's old is new, you know?
Yep.
And so, I was just trying to, you know, find out more information and seeing if, you know,
you're talking about studies that from a medical standpoint are archaic. We'd have to approach it basically from scratch these days. But yes, it's an interesting concept, and who knows? We'd have to take a look.
And with that in mind, thank you, Phil. We appreciate it. I've got Dr. Michael Gilbert on hold and online here. Michael, are you there?
I am, sir. Good morning, Pete, Jerry.
Good morning.
What an incredible, incredible time, isn't it?
It is.
Oh, boy. You and I were talking.
I really enjoyed the program this morning, Jerry. Always add. I think I'm a news junkie enough to keep up. You always add to another layer of thought and insight, and especially with your China connection. So really special.
Well,
last
you,
week, though, you asked me about some of the eye conditions related to COVID. And
yes.
I talked about the conjunctivitis, very uncommon, not typically a sole presenting symptom, but 5% or so will come up with that. But one of the interesting things that I have found this last week is a symptom that is more related to the quarantining and the stay-at-home factor than it is actually related to having the virus. We're spending patients, and even I was called yesterday by one of the local docs who said, my eyes are driving me crazy. By the end of the day, my eyes are watering, my vision is fluctuating, and of course, what is he doing all day long? He's on his computer.
Of course.
Because now yesterday I was on four webinars, one medical staff meeting at Evergreen, some about telemedicine, some about, you know. So we're spending more screen time than we have, and we're a screen-oriented society, you know, especially in the
yep.
Northwest. It's gotten worse. And what happens is, as I have mentioned when I've been on before, studies have shown that when we're doing intense screen time, we stop blinking.
Yep.
Consequently, you not only accelerate the drying, but also you don't release the tears, because it is when you blink and only when you blink that the whole series of glands lubricates the eye. So the fluctuation in vision, the red eye, sometimes tearing paradoxically, the fatigue at the end of the day, all of those end up being related to that intense screen time, whether it's because you've got that Netflix and you're trying to get away from it all, or because of the third Zoom conference of the day.
Yes.
All of those screen time events are having a toll on eye performance and comfort.
I was on my computer all day long, four Zoom meetings yesterday, just yesterday. Michael, we're near the end of the show here. We just got to go. But can people still call your office, because getting
you
checkups or what?
You can. Much like Dan, we're seeing urgent and emergent cases in the office. But we can, if someone wants to have a video teleconference with our doctors, we have telemedicine available, both video. Some people don't have video easily available, so they can take a picture of their eye or their swollen lids or those conditions.
All right. And
email
the number
to us and we can help.
The number to call, 425-450-2020. That's 425-450-2020. Thank you, Dr. Michael Gilbert.
Thank you for all your good work, guys.
All right. We'll
Thank
talk
you.
To you soon. All righty. Hey, listen, just like it is with Dr. Gilbert, Dr. Dan Nelson, it certainly is the case here at Longevity Medical Clinic. We are still taking and making available the free health analysis appointments. There's no question about that. And I think you can feel very safe coming in. Longevity Medical Clinic truly is the ultimate preventive medical clinic. And if you've been procrastinating, I think you're starting to realize this is a good time to consider a free health analysis appointment. Simply go online at lmclinic.com. You can schedule the appointment right online. About 90% of you will do that, lmclinic.com, or the rest of you, you can call 866-86-YOUNG. Come Monday morning. Hey, thank you. Good things are happening, folks. They really are. Have a good weekend. See you next Saturday.